Well, let me talk a little bit about myself. I'm Aaron Goodwin. I was born on April Fool's Day, 1976, in a small town called Eugene in Portland, Oregon. Lived in probably 25 to 35 different houses all my life. I moved a lot. All right. Well, when I was two, I decided we had a pretty big, not a big house, but we had a house in the middle of these woods. They weren't our woods. It was like the government owned them, but my backyard was acres and acres and acres of forest. So we had, you know, we had a lot of stuff. We had horses and, you know, a big barn, all that cool stuff. So one day when I was two, I decided to walk up behind a horse and I got kicked straight squat in the face. Hit my nose, shattered it, rushed me to the hospital. There was no surgeon there to fix it. So they called some guy who was on vacation up in the Sisters Mountains skiing. And he showed up, came down, reconstructed my nose at the age of two. And since then, I have no idea what my real nose would look like. I mean, it kind of molded with my body, I guess, but it's not my real nose. So that happened to me at two. And then from then, I lived in, that was in Sisters, Oregon. I just kept moving around, eventually ended up back in Eugene, then Portland, and I've been all over that place. I grew up basically playing sports all the time. I didn't do much of anything but sports when I was out of school, basketball time or street baseball. I mean, that was kind of like my thing. When I was in fourth, fifth, sixth grade and all that, I went to a Christian school and played basketball there. Then went to high school. For 2 years, I went to this school called Barlow in Gresham. That was pretty cool. I liked it. It was kind of the middle of nowhere. It's kind of your, you know, your cool preppy people slash, you know, I don't know. It was a different vibe. It was like we were straight up in the middle of Hickville, kind of. You know, we had like our neighbors was fields and farmers. And then the last 2 years of high school, I moved out into Portland. Went to Franklin High School. It was a little more rougher and tougher, but it wasn't like Barlow High School, but it was fun. Mainly I just kicked it with friends outside of school, in school. I just chilled, did sports. I didn't do anything like my nickname was Goody, and I didn't really do anything. I watched all my friends do all the stuff in high school and watched them from the age of 15 up, you know, getting in trouble, doing stuff. So I kind of just like sat back and watched it while I just kind of chilled and realized, well, I don't want to get involved in all this stuff quite yet because I'm too young. And so if I do anything, I'll wait until I'm 18. And so that's kind of how my motto was. And it was pretty fun. Yeah, I didn't get to do all the cool, crazy stuff that all the high school kids I heard about. But it's all right. So I pretty much just chilled, did work. I got good grades, played sports, came home, collected basketball cards. My way of making money went back in the day. My first job was a lawnmower. I mowed lawns. I went around the neighborhood and mowed up lawns, 20 bucks a pop. I was pretty good at it. I made a lot of money doing it. And so when you're a kid and you realize, hey, you can make money and go buy stuff, you just start working. So since then, after that, I became a busboy, and then I became a server, and I just went through the serving industry for about 10 years working through there. And then all the way till 2005, I think I stopped and just went strictly production. During all this time, like when I moved to Vegas when I was 18 or 19, I think it was 18 or 19. And then I came here for a couple months and I was like, dude, there's nothing to do. If you're not 21, there's nothing to do in Vegas. So I moved back to Oregon, finished up a couple years till I was 21. Then I moved back here to go to college, but I ended up not going to college. I ended up just teaching myself how to shoot film. Oh, also in high school, I did this little movie called Foxfire. It was a oh man, I'm having a brain fart. It's either Foxfire or Firefox. Not the one with the airplane, the one with Angelina Jolie. I think it's Foxfire. Yeah. And so I was a stand-in in that. And so that's kind of what got me into film in high school, my senior year. I basically had to dye my hair blonde. I had long hair at the time, dyed it all blonde because I looked like this actor in it. And so while he was in the makeup room or whatever getting ready, while they're setting up the shots, I would stand in for the actor because I looked like him. And I would do all his moves, his lines, and then they would set all the cameras, adjust everything. And then when it was time for the real actor to come in, I would move out. He would come in, do his lines, and that was it. And so basically, for, I don't know, months, I got to sit around a movie set and chill and watch it happen. And so it was kind of like my first real taste of film. And I loved it. I loved every moment of it. I actually got to hang out with Angelina Jolie before she was real big and talk with her a lot. And it was just kind of cool to learn from actors and then sit there and watch the camera operators. And I talked to, I didn't ever get a chance to talk to the director, but I talked to the DPs and all these people and learn. So then after that, I wanted to graduate and be an accountant. So actually I did 1 year of community school out in Portland, then moved to Vegas. And then from there, I just said, you know what? I don't want to be an accountant. And so I couldn't sit behind a desk. I got a little of this ADD, I think. And so I got, you know, I have to do things a lot. And so, so I decided not to. And so instead of going to school for that, I held out and I was a server out here. And so I just worked. And then I just started picking up a camera and shooting and learning how to edit. And if you guys go to A. Goodwin Collections at YouTube, you'll see all these old clips I used to do with all my friends back in the day, Steed, Bacon, Brad, Eric. And we used to just do like just tons of skits, just teaching us how to like shoot a camera, edit with it, and blah, blah, blah. And it took about 2 to 3 years, and we just sat there and made 5 half-hour short skits comedy show just for fun for our friends. And so you can kind of see some of those clips if you go to agoonecollections@youtube.com, or you go to my website at agoonecollections.com. In the video section, it'll show you all of them. There's a ton of them. I'm still putting tons up. We have so many. So it keeps coming up. And so that's kind of like I came to Vegas, started working on film. Next thing you know, I was a server. I worked in the service industry forever. And then on the spare time, I'd do film. Like at night, I'd come home and film or edit. And when I had a day off, I'd pick up gigs on like, you know, any kind of TV or movie that was in town. And so I constantly, constantly worked. I really don't have days off. I don't really like them. I don't know why. I mean, what are you gonna do? Sit around when you could be creating? That's how I always think. So when I sit around, it's maybe half hour, 45 minutes. If I do sit around all day, that's a miracle. But yeah, so that's kind of a little bit, just a recap on it. If you guys want to talk more about it when I go start talking with you guys a little bit more here, you know, we can talk about anything. I don't care. And, but yeah, so that's me growing up. The short version. What else can I throw in there? So in the past tense of growing up, there you go. When I was growing up, I had a normal life, I would say, until about my junior, going from my sophomore to junior year in high school, and then my parents got divorced. And so my sister and my mom moved to Eugene, and me and my dad, we moved out to Portland, downtown Portland. And that was, I mean, yeah, it sucks. You know, parents getting divorced sucks. But, I mean, that's part of life, especially nowadays. And so, I just stuck in there instead of, like, letting it get to me too hardcore. I understood that parents need to separate sometimes, and if they do, they can be friends. And so when I was in high school, I got pretty good grades. I graduated with it was either a 3.4 or 3.5. My senior year, I hardly showed up to class because I was in a film, so I kind of got out of everything. And so, but I still had to do the tests, and I for some reason knew the answers on the test, I guess. And so I got pretty good grades for not being there the last, I don't know. I was excused a lot from high school at the end there because of this film. And so it was cool. I never got too much in trouble for it. I basically just went to it and came to school when I wasn't at it. And I don't know. I'm kind of rambling, but because it's weird because I'm not talking to you guys. Usually I have someone asking me questions, so it's a little easier. But again, I'm trying to. These are the first parts of my new series of talking in my podcast. So I'm just kind of rambling away at this. I need some sort of interaction, I think. But okay, we'll keep going. Want to give a shout out to all you big steppers out there. You guys rock. I love the fact that you guys are big stepping. It's so cool because it's something different, and it's good to be different. You know, be yourself. Don't do things all other people do, or you know, like you don't have to fall into this peer pressure game. And it's tough not to. I mean, don't get me wrong. In high school, I watched all my friends get peer pressured into things, and I didn't. And so what happened? I just said no. And so what happened was I watched all these kids. And like how much they regretted doing the stuff they did. So peer pressure, who gives a hell, man? Be yourself. That's kind of like it's all about, man. I mean, big steps is taking – why take small steps when you can be big stepping in life? Like you don't have to take small steps in life, which could be like, oh, I'm going to try to do this and it'll take me a couple months to figure – maybe push myself to do it. Just do it. Who cares what people think? I mean, the only reason people rip on you and make fun of you half the time is because they don't have anything going on for themselves, so that's why they do it. If some person out there has to go out there and bully somebody or like talk shit about them, well, that's because obviously they're not feeling good about themselves inside. Obviously, if they got to make fun of you for something, they're making fun of you because they are, well, one, dumb, but two, like, in a weird way, like, they're jealous of something. I don't get it. I mean, people in high school, in college, every day do this stuff, and it's like, it's the people who sit there and go, I don't care what you think, and I'm going to be myself. Those are the people that make it a little stronger, I think, in life, because I would do that stuff. I didn't care what people thought, you know? If you thoughts, when I was a kid, I was big, and like I would get made fun of on the bus. I'd have to be put in the front. I'd be called piggy every time I got on the bus. I mean, it was like it was torture. So I know it was torture. So I know like what you guys went through, especially as a young kid, and that can change everything. But when I was a young kid, I realized, I mean, especially my mom, she was pretty good at telling me this. It doesn't matter what people think, because if people are going to make fun of you, obviously they're jealous. And when she said that, like, I mean, it may not be right. It may have just been what she was saying to me, but it made me realize that everyone out there, if they're making fun of people, they're all followers. So really, they're all part of one clique. And when they get out of that clique, they got nothing else. It's the people who sit and do their own clique all the time that when they step out of high school, they got something going, or they're more ready for, you know, the world because they stop caring about whatever other person thought. And a lot of these people who are like that end up being huge. I mean, think about Tim Burton. He was probably like the social outcast when he was a kid. People probably did make fun of him because of what he drew and what he thought. But he just kept trucking. He didn't care. He just did his own thing. Now look at him. I mean, like, it goes on and on and on, you know? And like, some of these, I don't know. If you're getting bullied, the best thing to do, I say, and this is what I did, is just like pretty much just ignore it. Let them go at it and just to keep ignoring it, because eventually they will stop. I mean, I used to get picked on the bus stops, everything. Like, every day I went to school, I was getting beat up. It was like I never fought because I always got away. But one day when I decided, you know what, screw this, and I stood up to myself to them and was ready to like fight them, they backed down. It was just like it's a big bully thing. Half of them are too scared to do anything. So the best thing to do is just hang in there and just be yourself, because once you get out of high school, once you get out of college, once you get all that stuff, that's when the real world starts. And this whole persona of high school and this, oh, I mean, I used to be it. This is life. This is how it is. You know, it's like that. You are consumed in that in high school, and you believe that you have to be popular. You have to do this. But when high school's over, it's all starting over. So don't screw your high school self up. If you're going to do anything, just go out there and have some fun after high school, because you'll be smarter, you'll learn more, and you didn't mess everything up when you were a kid. I mean, you can only do so much to your body and so much to yourself and your mind until it brings you down to the point where you stop caring about yourself. And that's where it comes down to, you got to care about yourself, and who cares what other people think. So once people, you know, if I don't know. I mean, I can only say what's good with me and what I went through and what I did. Not everyone will do and or could do that, could just ignore it. And so, you know, just do your thing. I mean, if it's struggle through high school, it's a struggle through high school. If you're like sitting here so sad and you're just wanting to get out of high school, hating life, just remember, high school is high school. As soon as you get older, you're going to be like, oh man, that's so high school, because you understand it's so petty. It's so, doesn't matter, because really high school is just a place to go to school and, I mean, hang out with friends. So it's all peer pressure and social, you know, anxiety and stuff, but just go, just be yourself. I mean, hopefully I can say something that helped here, and a lot of people, you'll listen to it, but it won't actually go out and practice it. And maybe one day when you do decide and you had enough, you will do it, you know, like, who cares? So that's me. That's what I did. Not saying it'll work for everybody, but you know, it's a good way. Who cares what people think? It's best way, best advice I've ever had, and best advice I've given to people, especially in high school. I used to like talk to a lot of people and like help them out with stuff. And number one thing I learned and told people was like, who cares? And then as soon as they don't care anymore, they're at home doing their thing. They're, you know, hanging out. People are starting. It's almost like if you don't care and you do your own thing, people who picked on you or bullied you are almost envious that you're just sitting there doing your own thing, and then they want to be part of it. I don't know how many times I've seen that happen, especially in high school, where people are like, you know, screw you, and then they just went off and did their own thing and ignored all of it, and then next thing you know, those people who are picking on them are hanging out playing Dungeons and Dragons when they made fun of them forever for it. You know, it's like once you know, you just, I don't know. I hope that helped. I mean, I can't tell people what to do, and it's just kind of what I did. So it's the only thing I can give advice for. But yeah, I mean, that was high school. Again, got off sidetracked a little bit, and I forgot what I was talking about. But yeah, welcome to my podcast. All right, here's a question I get a lot: do you run your Twitter? Do you run everything on your social network? Yes, I do. I do not allow anyone to run my stuff but me. I love Twitter. I'm on it every day. I'm reading all your comments. I mean, I can't get back to all of them, but a lot of them you'll notice I'll send like a thank you or something to you guys through a private message or something, you know. But I really, that's my favorite thing is Twitter. I'm addicted. I love it. And I love Instagram. Oh, man. Something about just taking a picture, putting it up there, and just having tons of pictures. I don't know. I'm just a picture taker. And so I've probably taken over, I would say, no joke, a million pictures in my life. Like, I've been looking through doing a book. I'm doing a book right now, a picture book of, like, all the, like, ones of view from the plane, ones, like, sunsets and cool pictures I've taken throughout the years. And so I've been going through it, and it's taken me almost 2 months. I'm not even halfway done, and I've looked over so many pictures. So I'm definitely saying a million in my lifetime there, at least. And then, so I like Instagram a lot. Most of the pictures I do take off of, you know, I tweet or Facebook or Instagram is strictly from my cell phone. I love the iPhone. It's one of my favorite things. And so, okay, cool. And then, also I got, Facebook. I like Facebook. I do a lot of posts on Facebook, and I like to read the comments. I mean, like, technically I run, like, I have like over 30 sites and stuff like that that I do, you know, through my media and through my company and all this stuff. So it's like, some people, you know, are always like, you never read comments. Like, well, sometimes I don't, but like when I jump on, I try to scroll down as much as possible, but you know, I keep up, I listen, I read you guys, you know, it's fun. You guys are the reason I do this, you know, you guys are like awesome. So it's like, you know, whatever I can do to keep you guys entertained or to show you guys stuff on through Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. It's the way I do it. Another big thing is YouTube. I like YouTube. We have A-Going Collections, which is just pretty much all the old school stuff I've been up to. I've done in the past 15 years. It's pretty cool. You can see like me younger run around the strip in diapers. If any of you haven't seen this stuff, this is the Aaron and Brad show we shot to learn how to film a long time ago. And so we just did the most dumbest things. And so, I've been putting up a lot. I also have up there all the demos and not all of them, but some of them. I'm starting to put more and more up every day. But, it's like my first demo reel, me shooting all the movie premieres, like all the Saw premieres, Superman, Ocean's 13. Like I've done a lot of these things here in Vegas. So I put those up and, I got other stuff like demos that I've done for people and gotten them gigs. Like someone will ask me, hey, can you shoot a demo reel for me of me DJing or doing something so I can, you know, hand it off and get more gigs. So there's some of those up there. A lot more coming. I mean, I've done like probably 150 little demos in my time. And so I'll have all those up eventually. But, okay, what else? My Vimeo account. I love Vimeo because you can put something up that's more than 10 minutes on the web. And YouTube doesn't, like, hassle. Or it's not as much hassle as YouTube is with, like, anything. So on there, if I do anything like Q&As or anything, like I try to record it and then I put it up there for you guys to watch. Because a lot of you can't watch these Q&As. A lot of people have to go to places to see it. So why not put it up, you know? Why not share it? I have a bunch more I'll be doing this year and I'll be putting them up. Let's see here. What else? There's so much. I'm trying to figure it all out at once. MySpace, I don't touch that anymore. does anyone, I think? I don't know. I think Facebook's slowly fading out, but for now it's the best thing to have. Okay, one thing I got to talk about. I'm not a good speller. I'm not like trying to get better. For some reason, I spell it how it sounds. I have this thing, I think it's called ADD. I've never been diagnosed, but everything I've ever experienced in my life totally falls in the place of a little bit of ADD. So when it comes to reading, I get so bored. I could read the most interesting thing. I mean, I used to be so into Michael Jordan. And I couldn't read a book on Michael Jordan or a magazine to save my life. I don't know why. When I start reading, my mind wanders and it goes somewhere else. It's been that way since first grade. And I mean, I can read. Don't get me wrong. I've read books, you know, I can read, but I just, if I don't have to, I won't. Audiobook, please. So with that said, that might be why I can't spell very well. My very first tweet ever was, "If it's spelled wrong, you know it's me." you know, I'm not here to try to get better, I don't think. I've gotten to the point now where if I can't learn it all and remember how to spell the three there's by now, then, you know, there's no point. So I just spell the way I do. And a lot of people like to always fix my grammar or tell me, and that's cool. I actually laugh along with it because, like, I look down, I'm like, oh yeah, that's not count, you know, or like, I don't know, but whatever, that's me. So if it's spelled wrong, you know, I tweeted it or Facebooked it. No, whatever. But the cool part is, see, that's the other thing. A lot of people would be worried about that. And someone was making fun of them on Twitter or Facebook about it. They get all self-conscious. Me? I don't give a fuck. I don't care because I'm me. And if I spell it wrong, oh well. And if people don't like the way I spell, oh well. They get the point. They see the message, you know. And so I'm not mad at them for saying that stuff because, like, you know, hey, thanks. I spell it the way I sound it out. Man, I gotta say, American English, I mean, why do we have to spell it three different ways, right? Why do we have to, like, have so many different weirdness? But again, I guess you go to, you know, you look at China or you look at, you know, I've learned Spanish in high school. I did 2 years of Spanish. And as soon as I got out of class, I can't remember anything except for bad words. So it's like, I don't know. I guess my attention span's short, unless I'm like, that's why I like film, because you just keep going, next scene, keep filming, you go off a script, I don't know where that came from either, but it's like, just thought I'd let you know, I am aware of my spelling, and I'm proud of my spelling, not really, but whatever, who cares, you guys get the point when I text or tweet it, or text, I guess you guys don't get my text. Well, that's what tweeting is a big text to everybody. Let's go to right now instead of back in the day. Let's jump to this point. I'm 6'2". I was way shorter when I was a kid, but that's what growing does. Let's see here. I'm male model on the weekends. I don't know. I'm not, but, I'm just trying to think. Again, this is weird. I usually need a question to talk to me instead of just holding a device, but that's coming soon. I just had to get some. Well, they wanted his content, you know, so I'm recording content. I hope they like it. let's see here. I'm not into cars. I own a, what is it? A Ford Escape. I just liked it because I kind of wanted that truck slash car. And I thought, oh, since it has it's kind of SUV-ish but smaller, I thought, you know what? If I ever want to go camping or go to the beach, I got a perfect place to change my clothes and no one knows. So I got this puppy. That's really my reasoning, because I've never had a car where you can just sleep in the back. If you pulled over on the side of the road and you had to sleep, you could just pull over and, put the seats down and you got a little tent, a little car tent. But, yeah, I'm not really into crazy things. I'm serious. Every penny I make, if it doesn't go to bills or something, I have a little spending money, but it mostly goes into A Good One Collections, new Big Step stuff, art, like the calendars. I bought the calendars up and, all that stuff costs money. And so, but it's something I love. And so, with the calendars, I sell a few of them. I don't sell a ton of them. I lose a little bit on it, but you know what? That's okay, because it's something I made. I like that. Even when I didn't have the show or anything, I would make stuff just to make it and be like, oh, I made that. That's cool. And then leave it alone. I have boxes and boxes of footage and just sketches I've done and stuff that I just leave, I'll never throw it away, but I don't do anything with it. So in a weird way, I'm a hoarder of cool stuff, of stuff I make stuff I make is not really cool, I guess, but in my opinion, but some people it is. So one day maybe I'll pop it out and show it, So it's kind of what I do. Every penny I get, I put into camera equipment. I just bought a 5D, a 7D. I bought a mount. I bought a monitor. I should be saving for the apocalypse, so I have cash, but you know what? Maybe I'll just film the apocalypse. That's how I see it. But also my money goes to taxes. Taxes. Anyways, what else? I love California. I love the ocean. I love surfing. I'm not good at it. I've only been up a few times, but I like trying. I love boogie boarding. I just love anything to do with the water. I used to be a swimmer in high school, and so I just love water. So I love the beach. My favorite states: New York, California, Portland, Oregon. I really like Colorado. Denver, Colorado is a big one on my list. And I really love Chicago and Savannah and I could go on, but those are probably my top favorite of the United States. Overseas, got to be Edinburgh, Scotland. I love that place. It's all goth and cool. It's the first time we went overseas doing ghost adventures, and I had a lot of things happen to me there. Let's see here. I shot for the UFC for a long time, for about 2 years. I was basically a cameraman behind the scenes when they worked out, did, had to lose weight, gain weight, whatever they did. I followed them around for 2 days in their hotel, all the way to weigh-ins, to everything but hanging out outside at night. And so that was pretty fun. I got to see people getting beat up and inches from my face as they walked by with blood gushing out, which is really scary, actually, because I don't want blood on me, especially a UFC fighter. And I'm like, ah, but that was fun. I got to film, got to know a lot of them at the time. Let's see here. What else? These are just some random ones I'm thinking top of my head as I walk past things in my house. I see a UFC sign. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm going to be talking a lot. And so this is just small. I mean, I could talk about things that happened in my life forever. So this is just a small little highlight. Soon I'll be answering questions with you guys on live and just chatting it up. So hopefully some of this stuff was, I don't know, beneficial. You learned a little bit. I know I only talked quick and fast about some stuff, but again, this is just kind of a highlight of stuff that we're going to be talking about on the show. I mean, I'm not the man to give the best answers, but at least I can give you my advice, and not saying it's good, but at least it's advice instead of sitting there wondering through your head. You guys got car questions? I'll answer them. I don't know anything about cars, really. Oil change, I just let someone else do it. So there, I can help out on that. I mean, I'll, you know, again, guys, this isn't just about, I'll talk about ghost adventures. I'll talk about personal stuff. I'll talk about life. You guys got questions or anything, like you guys want to learn or need some advice on film. Let's say you do photos, you know, anything like pictures. It's an open show. There's not any specific thing. So, I'm just here to talk and chat it up with you guys. And hopefully something I say, the goal of this is hopefully something I say can help you guys get through something in life or help answer a question that you guys are curious about or anything. I mean, I'm a human being just like everybody else. I went through the same things, learning and problems as high school and growing up. So it's kind of like I am you guys, except I'm on TV and I hunt ghosts and evil spirits for a living, and we're crazy. But yeah, that's what this is set up for. It's set up for me to get way closer to you guys in a one-on-one talk with or just get to know. And so, you know, thank you guys for watching Ghost Adventures, for watching my life through all these Instagram and Twitter, you know, and hanging in there and watching my day-to-day stuff. So let's get hands on here. Let's instead of just me tweeting posts, now I can actually talk to you guys about stuff more often, once a week, once to twice a week. I'm trying to do it two times a week. Right now it'll be once a week, but it'll get more and more. And yeah.